Mobile.
I'm back, KO4 in UE. So, where'd you go today? On your route.
Well, this morning I'm over in the Easley area, Easley, Powdersville area. And in the afternoon I finish up over in Greer.
I see. So you, boy, that's a fair amount of ground.
Is in 3 days or 2.5 days I'll cover Traveler's Rest, all the way down Whitehorse Road into Berea, Cedar Lane Road area, there are 253 Cedar Lane Road, and all the way Easley, all the way out to 153 and then up 153 just a little bit, and turn around, I'm coming all the way back over to Greer down on Wade Hampton, usually right around 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Boy, you stay at it.
And I try to start my days early so I can get it all done and not be out till midnight.
I bet. So how's the truck? Is it still, you still working with the front end on it, or is it just something you're going to live with?
I think it's more the suspension than the front end. I'm going to have to find a sway bar or anti-roll system for the rear end with this air ride suspension and this much weight and this big old box. It's just allowing it to roll too much, and when it does, it counters your steering.
I expect that Jewel's pretty heavy.
I need a way to get it weighed again, because when I weighed it empty, I hadn't waited since I got the tools put in, so I'm going to have to figure out a way to do that.
Is it like a cat scales or something?
The problem is I don't have any of them in my route. I have to drive about 45 minutes to an hour out of the way to get to the closest one.
Yeah, okay. That can be a deal, I guess. But, you know, I've never used one of those things. How does that work? You just drive up. Do you have to pay to weigh?
Yeah, they'll charge you so much to weigh your truck. It's usually not expensive. I think last time I had it done, it was like $12 or something like that.
So you just pull on, and then they weigh, and then you pay them and go in there and get your ticket.
Pull up there. They got a keypad there where you got to punch some stuff in, and then you go inside and get your ticket and pay them then.
Little post office up here in Grambling. I don't know if you've ever been through Grambling, but it's one of those, hey, don't blink or you'll miss it. But right behind the post office there, they've got a old peach farmer that has restored a set of scales that I'm not sure what they were for, actually. If I had to gamble, I would say probably weighing tractors full of fruit. I'm not sure. They restored it years ago, and there's people that go up there and use them. I mean, you actually drive on them. I'm not sure how much weight they would handle, but it's kind of neat to see that. I would say it was probably built in the 40s or 50s, maybe. And it's this big old concrete slab. I guess it's mounted on springs or something. And you just drive onto it, and they've got a little building there that has got a set of scales that looks similar to just regular balance scales. You have to go in there, you have to park your vehicle and then go in there and move some weights around on a little balance beam kind of thing. And then when you get that kind of right, then you drive your vehicle on there, and it's, I was made out of brass. It's got a needle on it that, you know, when you drive up on it, it's kind of neat, really. It's not digital at all, but I'm not sure how accurate it is either. But it's kind of neat to kind of roll down your window and see this little brass hand move and give you a weight, you know. I mean, it's kind of interesting. And old mechanical stuff probably works better than this new digital stuff anyway. It lasts longer. In there for, I don't know, a long time. And I'm surprised. I mean, nobody ever uses it. I'm not even sure who owns it. But, I mean, people go up there all the time and pull their, you know, not peach trucks, but, you know, you get these dualies or these box trucks and they pack them full of fruit. And then they go to the market, or you take them down to Columbia or to farmer's market or whatnot for peach season, or watermelons or things like that. And I'm pretty sure they're probably using it for that, to make sure that, you know, their vegetable trucks or fruit trucks are not overweight trying to get to Columbia, you know, because I think DOT can mess with them too. I'm not sure. I don't know that much about that. But obviously, if they're weighing it, they're weighing it for a reason. And I would say that probably would be to stay out of trouble with DOT. DOT can pull them over too, and make friends with them. My brother-in-law that's a truck driver, he's got a route. He goes to Florida. Oh, I think it's once or twice a week. I'm not sure what he hauls or what company he works for, but man, you would not believe some of the stories he tells me about the DOT, the, what do you call them? I guess it's DOT, Department of Transportation. They got those solid gray vehicles, and I think they just kind of mess with truckers a little bit, but oh, my word, just to hear him tell me, you know, the kind of stuff that they look for and harass on those big trucks. It just, I don't see how people stay in business on some of that stuff as much as they harass. I don't know. I've never had to run in with one of them, and I want to keep it that way. But some of these trucks that are out here on the road need to run in with them, so that they can get off the road. But those guys, you gotta look at it. They're out there doing a job, and you're out here driving a vehicle that's unsafe or breaking whatever law. You're not just affecting your life, you're affecting every car you pass. So that's a big deal, in my opinion.
Hey, 100%. I agree. Some of those things are so heavy, man, it's just can be really, really dangerous. But what gets me is some of the stuff that is lights. I mean, you get one or two lights out, and they can fine you for that. But one year, me and Anna was going somewhere, lower part of state, and there was a transfer truck in front of us that the brake drum on the trailer, it just exploded. I mean, those big chunks of cast iron just went everywhere. And I don't know. I'm thinking somebody had to have serviced that trailer and noticed either they didn't do a good job and notice all the spider cracks in it, or the drum was past its wear limits. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. I think they do what needs to be done, but it's just amazing to hear some of the stuff that he tells me that they look for, stuff that I never would have thought that, you know, you would look at on a big truck. But when you're hauling that much weight, I definitely understand it, you know. And I'm agreeing with you. Some of them don't need to be on the road.
Yeah.
don't do my own maintenance on the truck. I'm capable of doing it, but that way, if there is an issue, I'm not the one getting sued for it. They can go back to the guy that's done it and take care of it that way. I mean, it sounds bad to pass the buck like that, but there's a lot of liability goes into these trucks if you're not careful.
I never thought of that. Just the liability with something that heavy, but my goodness, you're right. And if something does happen, you probably need to be able to show, hey, you know, I did have it serviced or so on and so forth. But yeah, I get it. Well, Patrick, I just got somebody came to the door. Let me go see kind of what's going on. I enjoyed the QSO, and you have a safe ride up to Penrose. This be KO4NUE. I'll be clear on your final, bud.
Perfect timing. I'm coming into the black hole. So if you come back, I'll be on the other frequency, KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
So have a good day, bud.
CLX Mobile monitoring. GAT testing frequency. K4 GAT testing frequency.